to get a report on the arguments and techniques that were used by Malraux, etc., in the last French election. Does it have any lessons for us? Perhaps Chip could get us this. Memorandum from Robert McNamara. I think that we should... What is your judgment about our bringing up with NATO the excessive contribution which the United States is making to the maintenance of the infrastructure, etc., of NATO? My understanding is that it's 30%. Period. Should we this be reviewed with them in December? Period. If we are going to bring this matter up, it seemed to me that Norstad would be the should be active in it, so that it will not be blamed on Lemonser if we should direct him to discuss it in the winter of 1963. Memorandum to Tom Walsh. Here, I will give $1,000 this year. Divided equally to St. Francis at Hyannis, St. Stephen's in Washington, and the church in Middleburg, Father Pereira. That should be put down in my account. Memorandum from Ann Lincoln. Make sure that Ann gives us the information about who is authorized to go and get liquor downstairs for the government, for my official White House entertaining as well as my private, because they may be taking excessive amounts there. Very fast, Mr. West will review this. Miss Lincoln, arrange with Mary Gallagher that I see all the checks before they're mailed out. At least all the bills. Not only mine, but Mrs. Kennedy's, etc. Memorandum, ask Andy Hatch to get me the literature that the Republicans used in the South in support of Republican candidates. If he doesn't have sufficient, the Democratic Committee should plan to get all that it can, Alabama, and Tennessee, etc. It may be then that John Bailey should issue a blast on the matter. Mike Feldman, reminder from Mike Feldman. Mike, you were going to check on the story that Poland was going to buy grain from France and Canada and was going to ask us for it on a soft currency deal. We don't want to have them using their hard currency with Canada and France. Well, we give it away, or do we? Have Ralph Dungan get us an idea of who's going to be appointed our ambassador to succeed Tom Mann. Period. Have Ralph Dungan keep me up to date on what progress we're making with the Chamizal.
Ask Jerry Wiesner to make a to talk to Arthur Schlesinger about the report which Schlesinger has on Soviet use of cybernetics. CYGERNETICS.
Him and perhaps a panel take a look at what we're doing compared to what they're doing, and what this means for the future. Type out memorandum for me for my files. Personal problems a week before last consisted of some disintegration in the Laos government,
disintegration in the Congo, Yemen with Saudi Arabia, UAR, Jordan, and Saudis in coordinating our plans with the British. Continuing a problem of levitation, etc., in Cuba, and reports of bankruptcy in Brazil, as well as discontent in other Latin American countries. The next change of administration seems to me that the secretaries of state should be nominated first and should work for 2 months in between next to the man they're succeeding. Otherwise, you have this dangerous interim gap of 3 months. We were faced on January 19th, almost cold, with the prospect of an military action in Laos. This seems to me a wholly unsatisfactory way to arrange for transition. The result, of course, was the Bay of Pigs. Wednesday, November 28th. I am reluctant to give assurances on Cuba because it, psychologically it will strengthen Cuban regime, Castro regime, which is hostile to us. There it even, while it's obvious we would not invade Cuba unless there was a extreme situation there, and regardless of our assurances, we could carry out such an invasion if the situation so warranted. Nevertheless, it will appear to give Castro a base from which to operate, and the Russians the same. One of the difficulties is that our negotiators, McCloy and Stevenson, wish to work out a who have been working with Kuznetsov, feel that it's a matter of our good faith. This happens to negotiators when they get into a psychological position with their opposite number and feel that they are personally involved and speak sort of on an individual basis rather than considering solely the national interest. For the Russians, you have to do the latter. Write a note to Jim Landis and ask him if he could come down to me stuff. I'd like to have somebody take a look at them and make a judgment as to when and if they should be released.